This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your brother Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. We're doing a surah a day, the tafsir of Juz Amma, and we're in surah number 94 of the Quran, which is surah Ash-Sharh, Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak. And surah Ash-Sharh is a powerful, powerful surah. It's about opening your chest, self-belief and self-confidence in yourself. And the surah speaks directly to the Prophet ﷺ. It follows surah al-Duha, which is about the breaking sun, that there will be a relief from all distress and all harm, not to lose hope. And this surah continues with that same theme. After the surah that preceded al-Duha, which is al-Layl, that mankind will be tested and there will be adversity in their life. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. One of the important parallels that Allah makes in the Qur'an is the parallels between the Prophet ﷺ and previous messengers. Now there's a very known, well-known dua of Moses ﷺ, Musa, where he says, رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي, O Allah, expand my chest. Before he is sent to Pharaoh, God commands him to go to Pharaoh. Moses is scared. قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ, Moses, don't be scared. And Moses makes this eloquent dua to Allah. He says, قَالَ رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي, O my Lord, expand my chest for me. Open my chest, meaning expose my heart. Let my heart feel secure in the message you've given me. Let my heart be exposed to the one I'm going to go speak to, that they could see I'm sincere. I don't seek them ill will. And let me have self-belief that I can do this. Now Allah says to the Prophet, Have I not already opened your chest, ya Muhammad? And this is a very insightful point, that everything that the Prophet, previous to the Prophet ﷺ, asked Allah for, Allah prepared the Prophet for it before he needed to request it. So Moses asks for that, Allah blesses the Prophet with that, knowing it is something that he's going to need. And Allah says, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ, have I not expanded your chest, giving you confidence in yourself, giving you ability to understand the belief that you're going to transmit, giving you reassurance, made your heart exposed to the society that you're going to see, that they could see that you are there seeking wellness for them, that they could feel sincerity and truthfulness in your claim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have I not secured your heart from having an affinity and a love for worshipping falsity and that which are false deities in my regard? وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ, and have I not removed your burden? And subhanAllah, this is the second part of the dua of Moses. He says, رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلِلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَلِّي وَاجْعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي. Oh Allah, give me a wazir, someone to carry my wizr, someone to carry this burden with me. هَارُونَ أَخِي, oh Allah, give me my brother. So Allah says to the Prophet, giving him the same thing, وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ, have I not been the one to carry this burden with you? SubhanAllah, Moses asks Allah for his assistant Harun, who's a prophet and messenger of Allah, a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Prophet ﷺ, you're the last messenger. You don't need to rely on anyone. I will be the one who will remove any burden and obstacle from your way. Now, obstacles and burdens does not mean that you won't be tested, but it means that I will be in there, in your assistance in every step of the way, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a beautiful, beautiful statement of Allah. وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ, had I left that burden upon you, it would have weighed you down. It would have been backbreaking for you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet came with the most difficult to the most difficult people, the most stubborn of people, the people of Quraysh. And therefore, the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. This Quran, as Allah says in Surah Al-Hashr, was revealed upon a mountain. The mountain would shudder and shake and be pulverized because of the weight of the message that has been given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore Allah is saying to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will overcome. You will be given strength and I will be in your aid. إنا فتحنا لك فتحا مبينا. And this surah once again is revealed in Mecca. It is in the time of adversity, time of difficulty. It's to reassure them of the difficulties in life that you will overcome them as the days go by. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, have I not raised your fame high, O Muhammad ﷺ? SubhanAllah, even the name of the Prophet, Muhammad meaning the one who is most praised, and he is Ahmad, the one who praises Allah the most. So even in his name, it's amazing. And therefore, you find it interesting today when people seek to defame Islam, they try to defame the Prophet ﷺ. But as many people as seek to draw frivolous cartoons and make slanderous statements and, you know, all this kind of stupidity, what you will always see is whenever Muhammad is mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, millions, billions of people send their benedictions and salutations upon him. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Your adhan cannot be made without his mention. Your salah is invalid without you making your salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. The one who makes durood, salawat upon the Prophet his 10 sins are forgiven, 10 levels are attained, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to them with 10 blessings in their life. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a removal of our harm on account of our love for him and following his tradition. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Ya Muhammad, remember, with every hardship will be relief. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. With that same hardship, there will be another relief. And therefore, for the one difficulty you have in life, Ya Muhammad, O Ummah Muhammad, there will be two moments of ease. For every hardship, Allah gives two rahmah. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. With your hardship, there will be ease. With that hardship, there will be another ease. And therefore, the hardship is something that is attuned. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. It will come. You will be tested. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. But give good news to those who remain patient. Why? إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرٍ. With hardship is relief. And with every hardship, there is another relief. There is one hardship with two reliefs. So one hardship can never contend with the two reliefs that will come. There's a relief in the dunya and there's a relief in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us its relief. Allahumma ameen. So give good news to those who are afflicted. Those who are afflicted with poverty and hardship and difficulty and slander and oppression, know that your Lord, your victor is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your example is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how do we earn it? فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. Therefore, ya Muhammad, whenever you have finished whatever is occupying you, if you were busy in work, if you were busy in the day, if you were buying or trading or commerce, devote yourself to the worship of Allah. Allah saying, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. Whenever you find that whatever has preoccupied you no longer needs your attention, don't be distracted from your call to Allah. Don't delay in your prayers. Don't delay in your charity. Don't delay in your kindness to others. Stand up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling people to good. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'andhir. O one who has cloaked himself, stand up and call people to faith. But also in the surah after it, ya ayyuhal muzammil, O you who are wrapped up, qum illayla illa qalila. Stand up to your Lord many hours in the night, nisfahu, half of the night, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. And therefore, the prayer at night is something that is obligated upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but a sunnah to the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, as busy as the Prophet's life was sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he always had room for worship, for extra duties to Allah. You and I have room to fit more Quran in our life, more voluntary prayers in our life, more fasting in our month. You have more opportunities to be charitable in word, in act, in finance, in conduct to others. You can always add value and maximize your relationship with Allah. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. And to your Lord alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn your intentions and hope to Him. رَغْبَ is that you seek Him with love. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, He says, whoever turns, the greatest way you can turn to Allah is through what He has obligated. You know, the thing that Allah loves the most from you are the simple things that He's obligated upon us to that we fulfill them. Allah doesn't seek that much extra from you. أَنْ يَعْبُدُوهُ وَلَا يُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Worship Allah alone and don't join any partners with Him. Keep your fidelity to Allah. And this is a powerful, powerful statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an. And the surah that will come after it is Surah At-Teen, which is once again an image of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's calling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a mental image that you can see of man's spiritual and moral degradation and how to come back to a path of truth, because the reality of the Day of Judgment will wake people up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks about the beauty of Mecca, but He speaks about those who turn away from it in sin as not being sheltered by it. May Allah preserve us with our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with our salawat and love and sincerity of following his tradition. May Allah gather us with him in Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us more opportunities to share with the Quran. This is Yahya Ibrahim with a surah a day. the tafsir of Surah Ash-Sharh, the 94th chapter of the Quran. Wassalamu alaikum.